This is Fresh Air. The rock band Grace Potter and the Nocturnals has had a lot of success as a concert act powered by its lead singer's voice. Now Grace Potter has struck out on her own and made her first solo album called Midnight. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
She is alive tonight, and during all other parts of the day, apparently. One of the purposes of Grace Potter's new album is to prove that she is vividly alive, able to reproduce her old-school dynamic rock star concert presence in a recording studio. While some of her old band members appear on this new collection, it's officially her first solo effort, and one way you distinguish it from a Grace Potter and the Nocturnals album is that it doesn't stay in a hard rock groove. Other genres are explored. Here, for instance, and I'm happy to say, Grace goes disco. It is indeed fun to hear Potter apply her big, blues-inflected voice to different styles and rhythms. She's spent her career thus far being compared to Janis Joplin and Grace Slick, which, combined with her onstage wardrobe, allowed some to use the once-standard term rock chick with less shame than accuracy. On this solo album Midnight, Potter tucks her one Joplin-like growly howl into the buried conclusion of Delirious. The rest of the time, she and producer Eric Valentine cook up a lot of exceedingly catchy songs such as Your Girl. It's Potter and Valentine's version of an old Janet Jackson, Jimmy Jam, Terry Lewis funk jam with a Sisterhood is Persuasive lyric. Potter decides not to break up a couple because she gets to know the guy's girlfriend and likes her too much to ruin their relationship.
I can make you mine. I'm so tempted to tell.
Your Girl aside, one of Potter's limitations is that, as a lyricist, she has almost nothing to say other than variations on Be True to Yourself. The song called Look What We've Become asserts that, despite all the odds, we, that is, she and her audience, have become good, strong people with a rebel streak. Potter follows this with a song called Instigators, in which she asserts that, despite all odds, we have become good, strong people with a rebel streak. Choosing between these two anthems of self-congratulation, I opt for Instigators, which possesses the uncanny drive and hamminess of the opening number of a Broadway rock opera.
United we stand, divided we fall. It's time to cross over, shoulder to shoulder. Raise up your arms, come one, come all.
Together we go. I like about Grace Potter is that she's a fairly disreputable act, no critic's darling. She courts a young contemporary audience, doing so with shameless, anthem-like compositions. She has guest-starred for the fun and business wisdom of it with country singer Kenny Chesney on cuts like 2010's You and Tequila, and in concert covering songs by the Rolling Stones and Neil Young so convincingly that she's been asked to open for both acts. She's shrewd without letting it curdle her music with cynicism.
You got a hunger for my heart.
Midnight much more than any Grace Potter and the Nocturnals album because this solo project truly sounds like the breakaway from formula that it is. For once, all the anthems of self-empowerment are rooted in something real, an artistic and business move that captures that feeling of escaping what you're expected to be in favor of exploring what you could become.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Yahoo TV. He reviewed Grace Potter's solo album called Midnight. If you'd like to catch up on recent interviews you missed, like the one with writer Mary Carr, in which she talked about writing memoirs and how to write about people she's loved without betraying them, including her parents, her ex-husband, and the late writer David Foster Wallace, check out our podcast. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, John Myers, John Sheehan, Heidi Simon, and Teresa Madden. I'm Terry Gross.